CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The repo rate has been left unchanged at 7.5%, but it was not a unanimous decision among members of the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee.
Four members preferred this action, while two favoured a cut of 25 basis points. For several quarters, we have enjoyed rising confidence in South Africa with a smaller country risk premium and lower bond yield. However, the global economy is not on a stable footing, and there are also domestic uncertainties which put these favorable trends at risk.
Governor Lesetša Kganyago adds that inflation has edged higher over the past few months.
We continue to see low inflation for goods, which is likely to be temporary. Services inflation is somewhat higher, but still below the 4.5% target midpoint. Inflation expectations are close to the midpoint. For now, inflation appears contained.
Four suspected murderers have been killed in a shootout with police this afternoon in Durban North. The KZN Police's Paul Magwaza says the group was spotted earlier driving on Lark Road in Avoca Hills.
And the police retaliated. During the shootout, three suspects were fatally wounded. A search in the vicinity of the crime scene led to the discovery of a fourth suspect who had been shot and killed but tried to flee. The suspects were found in possession of three firearms. No police officer was injured during the shootout. The suspects will be profiled to see if they're not linked in any other crimes.
Police say the suspects had also been wanted for robberies and extortion cases in Ethekwini. Community leaders in Shellcross in the south of Durban have condemned the violent protest that erupted on Link Road last night. Some residents of Ward 71 took to the streets over service delivery, saying they've been experiencing water outages for some time. There are reports some protesters hurled stones at people and pulled others out of their cars during the protest. Ethan Ramkow is from the Shellcross Survival Centre and says while they don't condone violence, the complaints are valid.
We don't believe that these protests are just going to end overnight, because this is a failure by the ward councillor together with a failure by the Ethekwini municipality that these people are not being taken care of. I mean, at the end of the day, service delivery is important. Water matters. Electricity matters. These are things that matter.
Ward councillor Fatima Ismail has told Newswatch she was aware of some water issues in the area but had not been informed about the problems on Link Road until the protest broke out. She says the complaints will be attended to.
Regarding the service delivery issues, I do know that Ward 71 is one of the wards in the many wards in Ethekwini that are having problems with water. The Northern Reservoir is not filling up adequately enough supply the reservoirs, which are not in my ward, but of course my ward residents are affected by. I get involved in trying to find out exactly what's happening.
Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 30, Richards Bay 31.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports here. Khaleesi will lead the Sharks in their URC clash against Zebra Palmer this weekend. Northwest Dragons lose 5 wickets at Kingsmead in day one of the 4-day domestic series against the Dolphins. And South African winger Aswin Apollos anticipates a tough outing against Lesotho in their 2026 World Cup qualifier tomorrow.